last night in the Tarawih Salah, 15th Parah was recited, which is Surah Bani Israel, and then a portion of Surah Kaf was recited also. In this Surah, ulama say that the subject matter of the theme of this subject is of this Surah is that those who will be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call labbaik, and they will accept the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will give them honor and respect. For example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the da'wah of Allah ta'ala, he accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the highest levels, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taken him for mi'raj. And this was a very great honor granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, traveling one night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, and then to the heavens, and where Allah ta'ala granted him many gifts, and especially the five times salah was granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this incident which Allah ta'ala granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Musa alayhi salam, Allah granted him kitab. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he was saved. He was a person with a lot of shukr within himself, gratitude. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him also. And he gave the da'wat of tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, the Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a decision that they will cause trouble in the earth. And when they will cause kunas and break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will send, ba'athna alaykum ibadan lana. Allah said, we will send upon them our servants. But not ibadana in Arabic means our accepted servants. Allah ta'ala joined the two together. Allah said, ibadan lana, they are our servants, but not our accepted servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send them that very, very powerful also, they will come and enter your houses, they will pillage and cause harm to the woman and kill the children. And this was a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you people will become right, Allah will give your power back to you people, Allah will give you wealth and children. But if you people will do good, Allah will be good to you people. And if you will do wrong, then harm will come to you people. The second time Allah ta'ala promised them also, people will enter your houses, blacken your faces, and enter the masjid and destroy the masjid also. But soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon you people. And if you will turn away back again from the command of Allah, then Allah's condition will come like this here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the Quran Sharif. Inna hadha al-Quran yahdi inna hadha al-Qadir allati yaqwam. This Quran Sharif is the kitab which will help and save a person. Today in the whole world people are worried about Palestine. We should definitely be worried about it and make dua. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the solution. It is when you will return back to the Quran Sharif, the teachings of the Quran Sharif. And when the Quran Sharif is left, and this is not only for the people of Palestine, but throughout the world. Ulama said there are two masjids. One is Masjid al-Haram, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken responsibility. He will look after the masjid. And one is Masjid al-Aqsa. And Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala system is according to the amal of the Muslims in the world generally. So whenever the amal of the Muslims had gone down, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent difficult conditions upon the believers. And when the amal of the Muslims as a whole become good, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns Masjid al-Aqsa to the Muslim people. So this is the usul and principle which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions right in the beginning of the surah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that at times you want to destroy a nation, then the main thing is that the rich people, the affluent people, we see when they start committing guna and sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command comes down and Allah ta'ala destroys the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions there are two groups of people. Some people whose object of life is the dunya only. They do not say labbaik to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah grants them in the dunya whatever he wants. Some of it he grants to them, how much he wants to give. But then the final result is Jahannam. On the other hand, there is a group of people who will call, accept the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The object of life is akhirat. They will make effort towards it also. And not any effort, but the correct effort. The correct effort they will make towards it. And you've got the quality of iman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says their effort will be accepted in the court of Allah and appreciated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't look in this world. Some people have got more money and don't feel that this is a sign of success. Kullan numidu haulai wa haulai min atwai rabbik. Good people also and evil people also, all of them. Those who have made the dunya their object of life, those who have made akhirah, some of them we grant them our favors. Some we make rich, some we make poor. This is not a sign of and proof of acceptance. The sign and proof of acceptance is a person will follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 13 commands. The first one is tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions wa bil walidain ihsana, to be kind and good to your parents. And Allah ta'ala mentions if they reach old age, one of them or both of them, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمْ مَا أُفْ, don't even say akh to them. You have to change their clothing also, their stool, don't even say akh at that time. وَلَا تَنْهَرُهُمَا, never ever shout them and reprimand them and speak in a harsh tone towards them and speak to them with honor and respect, call them with titles of honor and respect. وَخْفِذْ لَهُمَا, and not only your speech, but even in actions you must lower yourself and humble yourself because of mercy for them. and then to make dua for them every day is your duty. Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Ulama say like how 5 times a day we have namaz is farz for a person. Similarly, the duty and the right of a parent is at least minimum 5 times a day we must make dua for them. So the easy dua is Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Should try to make dua for our parents. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you will make khidmat, you will never be able to fulfill it. But Allah knows what's in your heart, how you're trying. And if you are pious and you are good, and the object is to make the khidmat, and then you make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورَ اللَّهُ will forgive your sins. Because we can never fulfill the rights of our parents. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, give your family members their right, the poor people, the travelers, and don't waste money. If you will waste money, you are the brothers of shaitan. And the very severe Allah Ta'ala mentions, and shaitan was ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This great bounty Allah has given to you, how can you be ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala regarding it? And when somebody comes to you, you do not have money, then speak to the person in a nice way. Don't rebuke a person, the beggar who comes to a person. And don't become so stingy, you're not giving any money. And don't become so generous that you give all the money away, and then you fall into difficulties and problems. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not kill your children out of the fear of poverty, which you mentioned a few days ago also, that Ahmad Lahori rahmatullah mentioned that physically also do not kill them, and spiritually also do not kill them. They do not kill them because you deprive them of the knowledge of deen, and you are just putting them in dunya, so they are spiritually destroying themselves. Because Allah is the one who gives, and out of the fear of poverty, and because we are the one who grant you them rozi, and we grant you rozi. And Allah says, do not come close to zina also. Never mind zina and fornication, adultery, that's very far. Even close, do not come close towards it. It's a very, very evil action. Do not kill any person also. And do not come close to the wealth of the orphan. It means your money which you are getting, get it in a halal way. And especially the wealth of an orphan, because that money is very easy for a person to take it away. No one can really say anything. So Allah says, be careful about that. And fulfill all your pacts and promises. Because on the day of Qiyamah, you will be asked regarding them. When you are doing your business dealings, all your money, your weighing, etc., making sure you are fair. Do not cheat anybody. And do not run after such things which you have got no knowledge of. You are saying certain things, you are speaking about certain things, you've got no knowledge about it. You never made tahqeeq and investigate the matter, and then you are saying such certain things. Remember your ears and your eyes and your heart. All of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you, and you will be questioned about them on the day of Qiyamah. And do not walk on the earth with pride and arrogance. إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ لَكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ لَكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ. You can't tear through the earth. You can't reach the mountains in height. You are so weak and useless. And you want to have pride within yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says all of these are evil qualities. A person must stay completely away from them. And that is actually the people who will call labaik, will accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the sifat and qualities they have got. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them honor. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this surah also many things which the mushrikeen had doubts about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we don't accept him as a Nabi. So Allah ta'ala gives many answers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about shaitan, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kicked him out, he was rejected from and taken out from Jannah because he refused to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. So then he took a qasam and he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely destroy them. So Allah ta'ala said go, and Allah ta'ala gave him certain tools. Ya Allah Ta'ala mentions a few of them. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِسَوْتِكَ. You can misguide whomsoever you want to with your voice. You can seduce them, or you can give tarheeb and encouragement to them with your voice. Yeah, many Mufassirin say voice means the music. But music in today's time, the television or so, a person is listening to all of these things and all the propaganda which is taking place. This is one of the tools of shaitan which he is turning people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, misguiding people. And also together is the media which a person is reading, also the books, magazines. All of this is part of the voice of shaitan. The television in today's time especially, the shaitan has entered the house of every person, unfortunately. And now on the cell phone also a person is listening to all of these messages. Once many years ago, there was an alim in Syria, and he had a very frightening dream, and he saw a Jew entering the house of every Muslim person. So he told one person, the person said, no, inshallah Allah will protect us, Allah will save us. See, 2 weeks later I was walking, they were walking in the street. This happened about 40, 50 years ago. And then he said, I saw a TV. They were telling TVs outside. And I saw all the Muslim people gathering around it. So I told him that this is the interpretation of my dream. And this is the Jew that entered every house of every single person. So this is the voice of shaitan, which is coming to our homes. وَأَجْلِبَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجِلِكَ. And Allah says, you can attack them with your horses and your men. When it's physically, with the armies. Allah has given them many powers. And shaitan with his armies come. and then try to destroy men, and he's got many, many armies who will work for him, and they will cause a lot of havoc in the world. Or it can also refer to other armies, example like sportsmen. The sports in today's time, they are the armies of Shaitan, and everyone is running after them, following them. The musicians and the film actors, etc. These are all the armies of Shaitan. So Allah Ta'ala has given them. وَشَارِكُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ, and join them together in their money and in their children, in money, in every aspect. Today with the banks and the interest, Shaitan is there. How a person earning his money, how a person is spending his money, Shaitan is becoming part of it. وَالْأَوْلَادِ, in your children, firstly, Shaitan makes people make so much of zina and fornication, and children are born illegitimate. And together with that, now when they come small age, they must go to kindergarten, they must go to the schools, many times Montessori's, where the wrong things are taught to them. They must come out of their homes, they must come in such environments, non-Muslim people teaching them. So Shaitan has become taken a share from a small age of these children. And wa'idhum, and give them promises, give them all false promises. This is also part of the propaganda. وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Shaitan only gives people promises of deception. He deceives people. And Allah says, but إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ. My special servants, you won't have any power over them. Those people who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep contact with them, inshallah, a person will be saved and protected from this year. And if a person is firm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the example is like a person who is sitting in a ship, and a ship is going through the ocean, such a huge ocean and a small ship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the system in the world, you can see. So you are a small human being, but if you got the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the ship of this dunya, a person will be able to travel very, very easily, and he will save himself, and he will find himself in Jannah and in Akhirat. So we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the great ibadat of tahajjud namaz, for reading Quran Sharif at the time of Fajr, when the angels are present at that time and stand up and read the tahajjud namaz. This is perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely grant you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very high status, maqam and mahmood. So whoever will read tahajjud namaz also, this will give great honor and respect to a person who is following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, there is izzat and sharafat for a believer, the Quran Sharif and Qiyamul Layl, standing up and performing tahajjud salah. In the next surah, which is Surah Kaf, we are encouraged to recite Surah Kaf every Jummah especially. This will save a person, inshallah, from Dajjal. And if it save a person from the Dajjal, definitely all the evils and fitness of Dajjal, when a person will read it. Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Najwi Rahmatullah has written a kitab on this whole surah, because this surah has got to do lot of things for the end of time, where all the fitness will come. So he's written a kitab, and he says that when I studied the surah, my final realization of the surah was that the surah, the theme of the surah is the fight between Iman and materialism. Iman and Madiyat, materialism. That is the fight of Dajjal. That everything is dunya. A person will make it the object of his life. And on the other hand, we've got Iman. So all the stories and all the incidents and the examples given in the surah refer to that, how a person must look after his Iman, protect his Iman. And on the other hand, his wealth and the things of the dunya, and how people run towards that, and this will destroy a person. Manazir Ahsan Gilani Rahmatullah also has written a very beautiful kitab explaining how every ayat of this year will save a person from the fitness of Dajjal. And the first ayat, Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab, he says the first thing which will save a person is the kitab, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala has sent upon his banda and servant. He will follow whole firm unto the Quran, the kitab of Allah. The person cannot, he won't be misguided. This is the first effort which the kuffar will make against us, is ilm, an ilmi effort and, of knowledge. And the knowledge of the whole world today in all the schools and the secular systems and the universities is against Islam, against Iman, against the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's Darwin's theory of evolution, the Big Bang theory, and many other beliefs. So the first thing Allah says, the kitab we have given to you people, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَاجًا, there is no crookedness in the kitab. In the book of Allah ta'ala, there is a right and a straight path. You will follow that, a person will find himself, you will be successful. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be very, very careful about the Christians especially. They will try to take the people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this world we have made it, it's very, very beautiful and attractive. But there's an examination in this world. That's why Allah ta'ala has extended you in this world. And eventually remember, this world will come to, it will be destroyed. It will come to an end. So don't be deceived by the outward glitter and glamour of this world. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of the youngsters of the cave. Youngsters living in a certain time, a certain king. And they realize that the king is following falsehood, batil. They were having all of these shows. And what we say, we can fulfill your desires, all these fairs and these marketplaces, and where people are committing zina and do whatever wrong you want to do. Like how in today you have the Christmas time and the New Year festivals and all of these festivals they were having. So all these youngsters were also called. But they said, no man, we have to worship, no man, we have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they turned away from, so they turned away from them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them. They went to one cave. The king, first he said he will kill them. So they were worried for looking to, the kid for the iman. So eventually they go to a cave, and they hide away in the cave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them in a very amazing way. For 300 years, over 300 years, they slept in the cave. And after 300 years, they woke up, and they found the whole environment had changed around them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become ghalib, dominant in the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this example to show us that even in today's times, no matter what fitnas are around, if a person is steadfast, he holds firm, and he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will never let this person go. And in today's time, the caves, Allah ta'ala has made these caves, spiritual retreat. We are very small in the world, But if a person really wants to save himself, the Tabligh Jamaat, every place in every town, a person can go in the masjid, spend time with the Tabligh Jamaat, he is protected. The Khamkas, if a person goes to the Khamka, a person goes to the Madaris, these are the spiritual caves, retreats, kahf, by which a person will be saved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, especially about the youth, they were youngsters, amanu bi rabbihim, who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, normally when a person is young, very easily he accepts the truth, it's very easy for a person to change. So these were seven youngsters, who they accepted, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he protected them. And Allah ta'ala even used a dog, which is normally a napak animal, a dirty animal, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used a dog to protect them. So Manazil Ahsan Gilani rahmatullahi alayhi says that the awliya Allah, Allah ta'ala will use amazing systems to protect them also. Sometimes the dogs of the world, that means the human beings, some government officers, whatever, people are fully involved in the dunya, but Allah will create such awe in their hearts. For the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they himself will look and help and assist and protect these people, This will be from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mawlana Manazil Ahsan Gilani rahmatullahi alayhi says, there are eight usools that Allah ta'ala mentions here, that we will hold firm unto these usools, then inshallah no matter what fitnas are around us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance will be with those people. So the first thing he says is that when a person must always attribute everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ, that everything we must put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the equation. Always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the doer of this. Allah ta'ala helped me, Allah ta'ala assisted me. And in the whole world today, you have taken Allah ta'ala out of the equation. It is government, in the constitutions of the country, before this you have in the name of God, now they have taken that out also. So everywhere they are trying to remove the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wherever we are, we must always speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all our matters. The second thing, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should always make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will give spiritual strength to a person. It will help a person in one special dhikr. وَقُلَ عَسَىٰ أَيَّهَدِيَنِي رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a form of dhikr. So make these particular with our dhikr, and especially dua together with their dua. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَتْلُ مَا أُوحِي إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ, make tilawah daily of the Quran Sharif. Person will hold firm to the Quran Sharif. This is najat. Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said there will be many fitnas. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Mal makhraj, what's the way out of it? Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam said, it is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then next principle Allah mentions, وَاسْجِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِ, stay in the company of the pious and the righteous people, those who call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening, who are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are making dua, ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose object of life is only the akhirat and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ, don't ever turn your gazes away from these people, desiring the things of this worldly life. Stay firm in their company. Outwardly they won't have dunya with them, but you stay in their company, you will be successful. And on the other hand, Allah says, be very careful of your company. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا, don't ever be obedient to those people whose hearts we have made unmindful of our dhikr, who follow their desires. And the matters are all, they have exceeded the bounds. This is, in today's time, all the leaders of the world, all the sports stars, all the film actors, and all of these people who will turn a person's heart away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has made their mind, they're completely unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't ever follow such people. But they can be also school teachers who are far from deen, who have got no iman, no Islam within themselves, and they want to teach us and guide us, person must stay far away from them. وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, next principle is give da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are not da'i, you will be mad'u. If you don't call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be called to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly he says, that inna atadna li zalimin naran ahatumim suradikuha. Think about Jannat and Jahannam. Keep in your mind always Jannat and Jahannam. Read about Akhirat. Read about Haftalimik, for example. And especially about Akhirat, the life of Akhirat, so the yaqeen of that will come into a person's heart. If a person will do these basic principles, inshallah, a person's iman will be protected and safe no matter what fitnas are around him. May Allah Ta'ala protect and save all of our iman. Thereafter, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions another example of one rich person, a dunya dar person, everything of this dunya, and another Muslim friend of his who had nothing much compared to his friend. And this person was walking around and showing him what he has got. His friend said, always attribute these things to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, he's got the power to destroy these things. This person wasn't prepared to accept until eventually Allah Ta'ala destroyed it. This is the example of this worldly life, which eventually Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives on the next page, that the example of this worldly life is like water which is coming down, joining up with the plantations. It looks very, very beautiful, very, very beautiful. But tomorrow suddenly it's gone and destroyed. Your health goes, your beauty goes, your youth goes. All of these things are destroyed. Al-mal wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya. The money which you've got, the children which you have got, it's only beautiful things of this worldly life. What will remain forever and forever, what is better? Al-baqiyatul salihat. Good actions which will remain forever and forever. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned, we said to the angels, make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. They all made sajda beside Iblis. And he broke the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Don't ever take him as your friend and leave me, whereas they are your enemies. And I did not make them present at the time when I created the heavens and the earth. So how do they know how the earth and heavens and earth was created? Allah is telling us, I created it. The thing is a Big Bang theory. So let us say they weren't present at that time. وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. When they created themselves, so they were not present at that time. I created the first human being, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and I'm telling you how it was created. And they were not present at that time. How can they say that evolution took place and suddenly all of these things came into existence? So all of this is completely nonsensical. And don't ever follow these people and their lifestyles, because they will eventually end up in the fire of Jahannam. And then eventually at the end of this parah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, which inshallah we will mention tomorrow. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that every Jummah we should make sure we recite the surah, either Thursday night or on the day of Jummah on Friday itself. And also the first 10 ayahs and the last 10 ayahs, we are encouraged to try to memorize them so we can always read them also. So much so it comes in the hadith, if Dajjal has to come and you read his ayahs on him, inshallah his person will be protected and saved from him and from all of his fitnas. So Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding.